Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
B-Pod Studios.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day. It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
We know talking sports is essential.
All right, let's hear what's going on.
Listen to the Sports Hub on your smart speaker and on the Sports Hub app. They're Boston's number one afternoon show.
The most powerful sports radio show in New England.
America's number one afternoon sports show.
Yeah, but we're the biggest.
And number one in your heart.
I just came here to help you rate.
Sorry, John. Thank you. Don't need it.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You've been a big supporter of Tom Brady for a very long time. What were your thoughts when he decided to move to Tampa Bay, and what do you think he's going to be capable of down there? Will you be rooting for him?
Well, I think he's going to do a great job. You know, he's a winner. He knows how to win. That's a big thing. And he's just been a great quarterback with a great coach. It's a great combination and a great owner in Bob Kraft, frankly. And he probably wanted a change. He wanted a change. And I think, you know, he had plenty of teams to go to. And he picked one with, from what I understand, a good offensive line and very good receivers. He looked at that closely. I think he probably had other choices where they had players. I think his biggest thing is he wants to win. And from what I know, and I know the ownership of the team, they'll do whatever they have to because they're fantastic people, the owners of the team that Tom's on now. And I think he's going to do well in Tampa Bay. I think he'll do well. I think he'll, I don't know why it would be a surprise, but perhaps it will be. But I think he's going to surprise a lot of people. I think he's going to do great.
I love it. I'll tell you what. That guy can call me anytime. You hear that landline?
Pretty good.
Perfect landline. He's that's a radio show. He's a Sam Travis. Who is it that he called?
Clay
Travis.
Clay Travis outkicked the coverage.
Okay, so I'm not even sure who that is. All I know is it's a talk radio show, and Trumper calls in there on a perfect landline. God bless him. Big Tom Brady fan there.
He's probably at Dakota's house.
Well, it does. You see the Oval Office? They actually do have the old school phone with the cord and the whole thing. That's a phone. Kids out there today. That's a telephone. This thing right here is not. This is an evil little device that is ruining all of our lives. It is not a telephone, least of all a telephone. It is just an evil little device that is killing us, slowly killing us. The thing with the cord that sits at your desk that you can hear everyone clearly, that's a telephone.
Who's got a quarter? I'll use a payphone.
I think he's going to be tremendous. He is for his new team. I don't know the name of the team, but he is. He's going to be tremendous. He's going to be very good. Tom's a winner. He's not a loser.
I think he's been making the rounds. So was this a different radio show where he talked about Belichick and being a general and whatnot? Jimmy, can I hear that? Was that on the same?
It was a different show, but it was Fox Radio versus Fox Sports Radio.
Whatever, same. I hope it's the same immaculate landline.
You just weighed in on Jordan versus LeBron, so I'm going to start with an easy one for you since you're friends with both Belichick and Tom Brady.
Yes.
Which one has a better chance of winning the Super Bowl this year?
Wow, that's a tough one. It's always tougher, you know, when you have friends. It's always tougher. Look, I would say this. It'll be very interesting. It's going to be very interesting to watch. But I won't watch. I won't watch if people don't stand for the national anthem. If they kneel, I don't watch, including the Super Bowl. With that being said, we're helping the NFL greatly on getting going, et cetera, et cetera. But I won't care and I won't watch if they don't stand for the national anthem. And that's what's happened to basketball. I don't know if you've seen what's going on with basketball.
If they do stand, are you going with Belichick or Brady?
Well, I would say this. You got, if you ask me coach on coach, I like that as a better question. You always have to hit me with these very tough questions. I think they're both going to do great. They're both friends of mine. I'll tell you, Belichick is an incredible coach, and I think he's going to do really well. This guy just knows how to win, and he's a very good friend of mine. He's a winner. You know, if I ever had a military battle, I'd call up Belichick and say, "What do you think? What do you think? Give me a couple of ideas."
I'll tell you, he's so great with the Browns.
He'd be as good as any general out there. And I think Tom picked a team where they have a very good offensive line and supposedly great receivers. And he did that on purpose. He didn't pick a team for just the dollars. He picked a team that really supposedly has some real talent.
He's a winner.
That hasn't quite gotten there and in a long time. So I think Tom's going to be an interesting person to watch.
Well, that sounded like a Belichick nod, though.
We're going to war with China. Get Belichick on the line. Eisenhower, MacArthur, Patton, and Belichick.
As a talk radio caller, I think he's pretty solid. I gotta be honest.
Yeah, he's got takes.
No, he has takes. I think he's not like usually when these politicians want Mike McGuire and Sammy Susan.
Yeah, that's true.
Most of these politicians they don't know their ass from their elbow, as they shouldn't, right? Like, you got bigger fish to fry than the ball game. So usually when these politicians talk sports, it's a complete disaster. Trump was on point. I think he knows Tampa's receivers. He knows all that stuff. He's knowledgeable, and he calls on a landline. It is funny, though, when they ask him a take, and all he can go back to is whether he's a friend of his.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's a friend of mine. You ask me the tough questions. That's a tough question. I don't know. I lean towards Bill would be a general, but maybe not.
Trump is Jimmy, reach out. He's making the rounds. And you don't have to tell him about any of our political leanings. Just tell us we're with him. You know, make America great again.
I think Cam Newton is a loser.
Here, let's do one more since we're on it. I think this is back to Clay Travis. This is on college football, Jimmy. Number four, the great talk radio caller, Donald Trump, on college football. Go.
And they want to play football, and they know better than anyone else. The other thing is, and somebody was explaining, I had actually one of the great doctors. He said, these people are so powerful and so strong, and not lots of body fat, although you could take a couple of offensive linemen, perhaps, and dispute that, but not a lot of body fat, maybe none in some cases, you know, and they're very healthy people. They, you know, people don't realize it's a tiny percentage of people that get sick, and they're old. It just attacks old people, especially old people with bad heart, diabetes, or some kind of a physical problem, a weight problem. Isn't it wonderful that I'm of a perfect physical specimen? It's so great.
Yeah, you're 3% body fat, right?
That's right. I was, 0%. Didn't I have 0%? Somebody said I had 0% body fat. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
But this attacks older people, very viciously, by the way. It can be if it's the wrong person. But, you know, these football players are very young, strong people. And physically, I mean, they're physically in extraordinary shape. So they're not going to have a problem. You're not going to see people, you know, could there be? Could it happen? But I doubt it. You're not going to see people dying.
Okay, Dr. Trump there with the analysis. I don't mean to, like, I find him very entertaining, you know, in the interview. And I just, you know me. I love the landline. But the, And has he built in a little self-deprecation into his game all of a sudden?
Well, I think on this type of interview he would. But, like, he's not, with the White House press corps, forget it.
But a little bit, though, in recent, because go back to the one that he did with Portnoy, like, 3 weeks ago. There's a little bit of self-deprecation, which you never get with the man. So there is something,
I think he's built in a little self-deprecation into his game. It goes a long way.
Oh, sure.
It actually helps.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, it's not that hard. You're kind of fat, so make fun of yourself. I get it. But the whole college football thing about, so they should play. I mean, and this is a little sketchy. It's not as bad as the sticking the UV wand up my ass and drinking Clorox.
Yeah.
But the fat guys need to watch it, but all the skinny guys with low body fat are going to be okay. Like, that's another one that's, I think it's going to be hard to push past the experts and the doctors when it comes to getting back on the football
field. Well, and especially now that we're talking about, you know, inflammation of the heart being a myocarditis being a potential side effect of this thing, even in young people. Eduardo Rodriguez has it. Like, if I were a young guy, I'd still be wary.
Okay, well, since we got one more minute, how about one more? Let's just do it. Maybe he's built in some self-deprecation, but if you go at him, man, watch out, because he comes back with both barrels. How about number two, Jimmy? He starts talking about the NFL anthem and then strays into the NBA stuff. Go.
Mr. President, what do you hear about the NFL? I know there's been a lot of talk. You mentioned that you talked to several different owners, Bob Kraft in particular. How confident are you that come September 10th with the scheduled opener between the Texans and the Chiefs that the NFL will be underway and everybody out there who's an NFL fan will be able to watch?
Well, they want to open, and they want to open badly, and they've been working with government. I would say this, if they don't stand for the national anthem, I hope they don't open. But other than that, I'd love to see them open, and we're doing everything possible for getting them open. They can protest in other ways. They shouldn't protest our flag or our country.
Have you talked with owners about your hope that they're going to stand for the national anthem, the players?
They know my feelings very well. They've been expressed. I think it's been horrible for basketball. Look at the basketball ratings. They're down to very low numbers, very, very low numbers. People are angry about it. They don't realize that they don't want, they have enough politics with guys like me. They don't need more as they're driving down, going up for the shot. You know, they don't need it. And there was a nastiness about the NBA the way it was done, too. So I think that the NBA's in trouble. I think it's in big trouble, bigger trouble than they understand. And frankly, ice hockey, which is doing very well.
Okay. Again, there's just so much to unpack there. are basketball ratings bad?
I haven't looked at them, but I can't imagine they're bad.
Well, on that side of the aisle, the big talking point right now is that the NBA ratings are down when compared to when they go up against Tucker Carlson or Sean Hannity at night. So that's one of the things that they keep hammering.
Oh, but everybody's down. Like, those guys always do really well, right?
Well, especially in election year, you would think.
I mean, those right-wing talkers, whoever it is, Bill O'Reilly or Tucker Carlson or you name it, they crush. They always crush. The vile, hateful right-wing media game is extremely lucrative and popular.
I was just going to say profitable. Yeah.
That's been well established.
For a long time.
I mean, I can name you 10 radio guys who are 100 millionaires by doing it. Never mind the TV guys, and just swap out one guy and swap in the next. Laura Ingraham, whatever. I'll name you a million guys. Like, those guys always crush. What does that mean? Is the NBA down versus itself? Is it down versus other sports? Is it down, you know what I mean?
More people are watching my friend Sean. That's what matters.
I mean, I guess that's true. I think NBA's done really well coming back. I think the NBA's done really well. But, anyway, bottom line of that segment, Donald Trump, I think, is a tremendous talk radio caller.
Great phone, has takes.
Let's get him.
Anytime. I said, Jimmy, anytime.
Might be able to do something.
Reach out. Reach out. Tell them we're, you know.
I need you guys to write out your questions in advance so I can submit them properly, though.
I can do that. No problem.
Yeah, so this will be our email chain tomorrow. You guys will do questions, and then I'll put it in their hands or write the person. We'll see what happens.
Reach out.
I think we got a shot.
I'm in.
Yeah, just watch. He'll call us on a crappy cell phone, and we won't be able to hear him, and I'll hang up on him. All right, so that's just that. I promise. I'll get back to your football calls on whatever you want, 617-779-0985. It's unbelievable. We're sending people to Mars now, and that thing's still on my screen. Isn't that unbelievable?
Yeah, I can't fix it. I don't know. I've never seen that. You did something wrong.
I mean, all the technology. So that just get me to unwrong it. Like, get me to, like, okay, I did something wrong. Maybe. Let's now reset it. Can we reset it? The first thing, don't you love when you call the tech guy and you ask him for advice on what's you know what to do? What's the first thing that he says?
Have you reset your device?
Reboot your computer. I know. Yes, I've reboot my – like everyone says the same. I got it. Like reboot. Yes, reboot. Of course, reboot. That's the first thing. Reboot. Well, I've rebooted three times.
Turn the phone off completely though?
Yes. Yes, I've turned it off completely and rebooted. Rebooted everything.
I don't believe you.
Whenever you call a tech guy, the first thing they tell you is, why don't you reboot? To which I say, why do you think I'm calling you? I've already turned the thing on and off. Like they've – so it's still – it's like an hour and a half now of this thing.
Anyway, I think it's you.
Maz will run the board. Your calls right after this. Don't go anywhere.
Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming anywhere you go, on the Sports Hub app.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Never be left out of the conversation.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Felger.
Good God, man. Have some pride.
Maz.
That guy's psychotic.
98.5 Sports Hub.
Stop it.
How has Brady looked so far, Jason?
He's looked great. You know, we haven't put pads on yet. We haven't even gone offense versus defense in walkthroughs. You know, that's coming up this week. But there's definitely a different aura to practice. There's just a different feel. It's very efficient. The players are gravitating to him like you would expect. I was, you know, in New England for 6 years when he was the quarterback. So I'm not as in awe as a lot of other people here that haven't been around him. Don't get me wrong. I'm still in awe of him. I mean, he is the best of all time. So, but it's just a different feel. But we're taking it one day at a time here. We all know we have a lot of work to do before we kick off here in a little over a month.
Jason Light on Tom Brady. So again, we're talking Newton, kind of unpatriot-like with his, I'm not here for a long time. I'm here for a good time. Not exactly what they're looking for. Meanwhile, the hype train continues with Tom Brady down in Tampa. I find it a little, you know, from a content standpoint, Maz, not that it's bad. I actually prefer the way the Patriots do it. But it is, if you're a fan who wants the content, you know, you've gotten multiple practice videos of Brady out there. You've got the head coach talking about him. There's the GM, Jason Light, talking about him there. You've got sort of like all this sort of reaction and content and the, I don't know, he's out there. How does he look? How he's impacting the other guys? How are you going to run the offense? You've all gotten people in Tampa there, coaches, players talking on the record, content about it. And here, yesterday for the first time, I saw pictures of Cam Newton in the Patriots jersey, right? Like, was that yesterday the first time he was out there with the red number one,
mm-hmm.
just handing the ball? That's the first time we saw anything, right?
Yeah.
So it's like we sort of get the short end there, which you knew was coming. From a media standpoint, a content standpoint, but it's still frustrating nonetheless. And it is frustrating. Greg Bedard wrote about this. I'll read it to you in a second. That So the Patriots had that practice yesterday, and they only invited their state media. They only invited the Patriots stock Pablo. They only invited the Prillos of the world and no other outside media, which is, as Greg wrote, a dangerous precedent. And I would agree. I would agree. And I think we've gotten screwed from a training camp content standpoint, period. I want to know who's repping where, man. As I've talked about this a million times.
Sure.
I want those training camp nuggets. And I don't feel like we're really getting them.
No, look, and I thought my understanding was that on April 12th, they were all going to be there, meaning, you know, that all media would get their first look at the Patriots. So I don't know what the hell happened there, and I'm sure they're hiding behind COVID as a reason for, you know, why they could let people in and, you know, some people in and not others. But, you know, I mean, Bill will do the bare minimum when it comes to that.
Yeah, well, let's get Paul in here and make him squirm.
Absolutely.
I like the idea.
Me too. All right, Maz. Of course, no one can figure out my call screen. Go ahead, just dial up some calls. I don't care who they are.
Okay, so let's go to James in Coventry on Cam Newton's Instagram post. Go ahead, James.
All right, I have one quick answer because he, at the last minute, talked about the Celtics fans. On their social media, Celtics fans are upset about the Black Lives Matter and the jerseys and all that. They comment on it. But I did call about Cam Newton. Cam Newton is a former MVP who deserved more than a minimum contract to compete with a journeyman bum and an unproven fourth round pick. The Patriots put no long-term investment in him. So why do you expect him to put a long-term investment in them? You are always on the side of management and never on the side of labor. The players are the ones who win the games. You always worry about the team, Felger, not the actual people doing the work.
So, I mean, it's about two things. I mean, Cam Newton's right. I'm just telling you what I'm trying to analyze is the fit. Okay, that's what I'm analyzing. So maybe Cam Newton's right and Bill's wrong. I'm not necessarily picking a side on that. I prefer the way the Patriots do it. But Cam Newton has a case, you know, financially. If the Patriots were telling him we have no cap room, and now they have all this cap room and they're still not paying him, I'd be a little pissed off if I were Cam. So fine, good for him. I'm telling you, Patriots fans, that you're shoehorning Cam Newton in here. He's being jammed in here. He's just not a fit. He's just not a fit. And they are subjugating a lot of things for what reason, I couldn't tell you exactly. I like the narrative that Bill's jealous of what's going on with Brady and Tampa, and so he's got to match them. Like that, I like that sort of a fun thing to talk about. Or they grew tired or they grew scared of Stidham for some reason this offseason, and they were left there with no other options except for Newton, so it's a desperate move. But this is not how they would draw it up. It's just not. I'm sorry. And I think you know I'm right. I think you know I'm right. The Bill does. Now, is he angry about it? Is he taking his phone away? I don't know about that. But I think you know I'm right when I say a player that comes here for 1 year and sort of advertises it, I'm just here for 1 year. That's not what they're looking for. They generally don't allow for that.
Well, there's no question that they didn't draw it up this way. There's no question about that. So I sort of look at it and say, and this gets back to when we were first talking about Newton. If Newton comes in and acts this way, and I say acts this way, you know, does things he normally has done over the course of his career, whose fault is that? Like, I just think that the Patriots were, you know, they were caught with their pants down. They didn't have a quarterback. Stidham wasn't ready. Bill knew it, and he said, well, we got to go get this guy now. And the price came down to a point, or maybe they waited until the price came down, and then they signed the player, even, you know, and then obviously, you know, shortly thereafter, they freed up some cap space with some settlements off the field, and now they have a ton of cap space. But to me, there's no way this was part of the plan. No way.
Right. And I also just... It's very rare in pro sports, especially football, that you'll get anything overt, anything overtly, you know, overtly that's against the grain. What's the word? Subversive, you know, overtly insubordinate. Like, you're just not, you've got to read around the edges on this stuff, Maz. And all the reading around the edges we did with Brady turned out to be true. I just want to reiterate that. Okay, because again, when we picked up the little things with Brady, you all cried the same song. Oh, what does it matter where he's getting his massage? What does it matter that he says, what are we doing this for? He's allowed to go pick up his kids at hockey practice, isn't he? Like every little thing that we hit on, you cried about. And it turned out to all be true. So I'm just telling you, sometimes the breadcrumbs lead you somewhere. And you've got to read around the edges and read into little things to find out what's really going on. And Maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think Cam Newton is a fit. Let's pick one more quick call here, Maz. Go ahead.
All right, let's go to Randy in Norwood on Brady's ego. I like that one.
Hi, guys.
Go ahead, Randy, go.
Oh, I'm on. Thanks. I hope it's an important question. I'm just wondering if you think Brady not being happy for the last while, even when he's winning games. I always thought he had an ego my whole life, a huge one. I just really need your opinion on this. I really do.
Okay, Mike, go.
Okay. No, you go, Maz. It got worse as he got older.
Well, there's no question. I was just going to say, yes, he had an ego. Absolutely. And there's no question it got worse when he got older. And I do think that this relates, at least in part, to Giselle. And I'm not criticizing her for it. I'm saying it as a statement of fact. She convinced him that he was more important than he was taking himself as. So she looked at him and said, you're more important than this than the coach is. And Brady started believing it and buying it. And in that sport, with that coach especially, you have to put away your ego a little bit, or maybe a lot, and play as part of the group. And it became a huge... I think Brady's always had an ego, but some is healthy. Some's healthy. You don't want a guy doubting himself either. And Brady...
No, but I think...
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think in terms of any breakup, ego comes into play. It came into play with Belichick, too. But I think ego came into... Ego's part of the reason Brady's gone. And if you want to blame Giselle for anything, I think the feeding the ego thing is fair, like you just said, Mass. You know, because she comes from a world where...
Her contracts are real. Contract?
Well, it's all about her, right? She's the photo.
I mean, what, no. Everyone waits for you, Tom.
Right. Like,
this is what, you know, they're all set up, and then you come in and do your thing, and they're waiting for you because you're the star. And what they say they're going to pay you, they pay you. And what do you mean incentives? Like, no. They give you a number, and they pay you. And, well, they're not treating you right. You know, well, you know, and so I think that got in his ear, and that sent him a little bit on the wrong path. So I think you want to do the Yoko Ono thing. That's where I would go. We continue with your thoughts. We will get to the Bruins in our final hour. We continue with your football thoughts or any comments you have on the Trump stuff right after Big Jim Murray's update. Don't go anywhere.
Be honest. Wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Oh, you had a mean boss. Aw.
It's just Felger.
No. It's always no.
Felger, Mass. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, Mass, why don't you give me a quick Red Sox thought of the day?
Okay, they're already behind. They are. They're already down one zip. This new guy who's pitching, who I've never seen, he's wearing number 81. Hart.
Yeah, lamb to slaughter. Kyle Hart making his major league debut.
When we used to face guys like this, I say we. Yeah, Felger, when I played in my day. Mm-hmm. A guy like this, you know what he throws? Pus. That's what it is. Soft and creamy. Pus. He's got nothing. The first three guys all got on base. It's one zip, and then he finally struck someone out on a pitch that a good hitter would have hit 500 feet. So... So that said, they blow. They blow. Fact. Like, they're, it's really not even like we're debating anymore. You know, at one point I looked at it and said, geez, if they could finish second in the division, they could do that with a losing record. They can still get in. Forget it. They have the worst record in the league. That became official before last night's game. And now they are within just a couple of games or a few games of the Pirates for the worst record in baseball. So I have reached the point, given all the issues and the absolute crap that they're putting on the mound every night, I've come to this conclusion. Tank. Tank. The Red Sox in their history, did you know, the Red Sox in their history have never, ever had the number one pick. They're now down 2-0. But they've never had the number one pick in the draft. And in fact, in the last 35 years, 40 years, like going back into the 60s, they've only picked out in the top 10, I think, four times since like 1965 or something, or 67, and never higher than seventh. You now have a chance at a very high pick. You have no minor league system. Tank, tank, tank. To me, that's exactly what they should do.
And I'm sorry if you just mentioned this. They only have like a couple picks anyway because of all the cheating and all the other stuff, right?
Well, they lost their second rounder in this past draft.
Okay, so that's what it was.
So that's already gone. They have a full complement of picks next year, which again, it's further reason to tank because wherever you are in the first round is where you are going forward. So now the only variable in this that you need to consider, and it's unclear what's going to happen at this stage, but because it's a shortened season, the commissioner has the right to alter the draft order.
Ooh, a lottery.
So the commissioner could step in, and there's different theories in baseball as to how this is going to be done. But some people in the game believe that depending on how it shakes out, the commissioner is going to use some sort of formula that incorporates at least part or some of last year. Now, last year, the Red Sox won 84 games, so I think that would take them out of contention for the number one pick. But if they do one-loss records after August 1st into this year, you follow me? Yep. Like, who knows? Because they sucked in the last 2 months last year. So, but to me, regardless, they should be going for a high pick. Whether it's number one or number four, what's the freaking difference? Well, you know, they should be going for a high pick at this stage.
Do you ever look out and say, who's on the board? I know it typically doesn't work that way in baseball. Like if this were basketball, we'd know the two or three guys at Duke and Kentucky and what have you. But does it work that way in baseball? Is there anyone out there worth tanking for?
Well, it does a little bit. And we had a caller bring this up last night, and I checked it out a little bit today, and there is some truth to it. There are a couple of pitchers at Vanderbilt, one of whom is the son of Al Leiter, former major league pitcher, if you remember Al Leiter.
Sure, of course.
Okay, so one is his son. The other kid is a right-hander who throws bullets. But had some command issues that apparently he has refined. And, John Tomasi actually wrote something about this today as well. And he says there's this high school shortstop out of Georgia that's also in the top three. However, and again, I'm just trying to give you different points of view on this.
Sure.
I touched base with some people in the game today who told me there is no clear consensus number one right now. But it's a good draft. And so the higher you can get, the better off you are. And again, not just for the first round, but the subsequent rounds. So I just, they suck. They suck. There's no way around it. They blow. I mean, they're really bad. And one of the real surprises on this team is that they're not even hitting. So they were 12th in the American League in runs, and maybe that's related to the pitching and how demoralized they are. So I look at it and say, well, what's the point now? Like you're a third of the way through the season already. Today's their 19th game. It's a 60-game schedule. You're not going to make it. Your pitching's not good enough. Clearly, you're not even close. And this guy they have out there today, I'm looking at him going, what's this guy throwing, 84 miles an hour? I don't know. I can't see the radar gun because I'm blind, what it is on that TV there. But none of these guys have anything. So tank away. I mean, to me, that's what I would do. I'd be shooting for a high pick.
So the metamorphosis into the Tampa Bay Rays is almost complete is what you're saying. Isn't that aggravating?
Sure, it's aggravating. Absolutely. They should never be this bad, ever.
The metamorphosis into the Rays, the metamorphosis into the Detroit Tigers. They've been gutted because of Dombrowski.
So there's a certain element of that, too. Murray's right. Here's the other thing. If they finish last this year, do you realize in the John Henry ownership era, they will have as many last place finishes as they will have had World Series championships?
I did not realize that.
And Mike, prior to 1992, they finished last. That is the only time that they had finished last from 1933 up until 2012. Okay? From 1933 up until 2012, they had never finished last once, and that was in 92. once. These guys have now done it four times.
Okay, so there's your Red Sox Minute. Did you enjoy it, as we like to say? You can weigh in on that. You can weigh in on our football conversation. You can weigh in on our Celtics-Brad Stevens conversation to open the show. We'll start getting to the Bruins as we get a little bit later on here in the program as they get to Game 2 tonight against the Carolina Hurricanes here on 98.5 The Sports. Of all of it with your calls in our long commercial-free segment next.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Sports Hub. Felger Mass.
Okay, when you call and say two things, three things, you're going to have to wait for me to reach for a pen.
Number one.
And then I'm going to have to write it down.
Because they know how to build winning relationships.
I, for one, am not smart enough to keep two or three things in my head.
Felger Mass.
So we prefer just a single thought.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
Waters misses the three with the Celtics down six. Rebound pinballed around. Wizards have it appropriately enough in the hands of Thomas Bryant. The clock will hit triple zeros, and this most unexpected and fascinating irregular season has come to an end for the Boston Celtics, and now the playoff talk can begin in earnest. The final score, Washington 96, Boston 90.
All right, Celtics, one of the things we hit on earlier, you can jump back to that if you want. And they fixed my call screen, and then the thing just happened again. Okay, I got it. Never mind. To your calls as promised. Here's Chris in Worcester on Maz's take. Tank. Go ahead, Chris.
Absolutely. Stink for luck. But really, Maz, can I ask you, if they make it to August 31st, is it true that the luxury tax you're in, you're all set? Is that true first?
No, my understanding is the last I heard was the whole season has to be played or the luxury tax penalties reset to next year.
So you just translate what the hell you're talking about.
Okay, so the Red Sox this year wanted to get under the luxury tax because the penalties get steeper. We've talked about this. And every third year or so, it does benefit the organization.
To reset, right.
Right. And so this year, they're under the tax. But because of the pandemic, it's now a shortened schedule. If for some reason the season gets wiped out, those penalties go back and they still have to stay under next year. So in other words, the season won't count as it pertains to the luxury tax, and that would be a big blow. That means they can't even sign free agents. But, Mike, here's my point as it relates to the tanking. They're in the predicament they're in largely because they have no good young talent. And, again, this will be the fourth last-place finish under this ownership. Same number of World Series that they won have cost them last-place finishes. That's the way I look at it. That's a bad trade. Okay, that's a bad trade. I mean, it shouldn't take that to win the World Series is the point. So do I want them now all of a sudden going out and spending all this money and then putting themselves in the same predicament? My answer is no. Like, I don't want them throwing around money like crazy during this offseason. The right answer is to rebuild it from the inside. It's going to take a while, but start doing it with high picks. Tank.
Mike and Dartmouth on the Patriots. Go, Mike.
Yeah, guys, I had a question on the Patriots linebacking core. As you know, we lost a lot of guys this offseason. Jamie Collins and Van Noy and Hightower opting out, and actually Atlanta Roberts, too, which I know Maz thinks that guy's not really that important. But anyways, to my point, we have a bunch of young guys now. Obviously, Josh Uche, second-round pick. Bentley, Juwan Bentley is actually the oldest linebacker we have. And then, you know, Anthony Jennings, yada, 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 a bunch of the rookies. So they're all unproven. My question is, guys, do you think that's going to be good enough to win the AFC, or big AFC title game? Because over the past, every single time we make it to the AFC title game, we've had steady linebacking play, whether it's Teddy Bruschi and Roman Pfeiffer or...
Yeah, Michael, let me stop you.
AFC title game.
Oh, go ahead, Murray.
What is he talking? Getting ahead of yourself, buddy. Worry if you can actually win the division, let alone try to get to the AFC title game.
Do you think if they hadn't had any opt-outs and all those players were back on the roster that the AFC title game would be a realistic goal?
Who's your quarterback?
Cam Newton.
No, please stop it.
Yes.
Yeah. Sure. I think it's a realistic goal with Jared Stidham and Brian Hoyer.
Okay. Is it this again, huh?
Yes, this again. Uh-huh. This again. If you get the bye, you're one game away. You're one home game away from the AFC title.
You're not getting the bye.
Okay.
I'll tell you, though, the Hightower and Chung opt-outs, particularly Hightower, ooh, that took a big bite out of it, though. That's a big guy to lose. Now, again, we'll see what happens. If some of these young guys all of a sudden can play better, great. Like, but that's going to take convincing of me. I'm not going to put stock in a rookie at this stage.
Dakota's in Braintree. Hi, Dakota's on the Donald Trump landline. Go ahead.
Has been here in my office, and anybody needs to use a landline, I welcome you to come to Braintree, and you can use the landline to call Felger and Maz. Before I get to the NHL players, quickly, you talked about the Red Sox sucking, Maz. I wish they would allow fans in the stands so we could see what this attendance would look like with product that they're putting on, right?
Great
they are
point.
They are getting it by with ease. Okay, now the NHL playoffs. I was fortunate to be in studio at a national radio show last night with your boy, Matt McCarthy, who I think is a star, by the way. And he asked me about the NHL playoffs and how to fix this overtime scenario, and I have the solution.
Uh-uh.
After regulation, you go to the shootout three times. The winner of the shootout gets a man advantage to start the overtime. After the team defends that man advantage, then they go on the power play. So in essence, you give both teams an opportunity to go on the power play in an overtime after the shootout. Thoughts?
I think it blows.
Yeah, I'm going to drop you and let you go. Jimmy, you must have Wiggy there somewhere for me, right? Did you follow that?
Yeah. What he was trying to do, it's like winning the coin toss in the NFL. You know, you win the coin toss, you get on the field, you score, the other team gets the ball unless it's a touchdown. So that's what he wants to do. The first team gets a power play, then you give the second team a power play. Yay. Whoop-de-doo. What if neither team scores?
No. What was the shootout thing in between?
The shootout decides who goes first on the power play.
Oh, Jesus. Why don't you flip a coin?
Or you can elect to kick a 50-yard field goal for 4 points.
I love that. Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, God, please. No, it's simple, okay? You want to play one? You and I think you and I disagree on this, but I say play one overtime, 5-on-5, and then after that, 4-on-4, 3-on-3. That'll decide it because there's a lot of ice and they'll score.
Okay, I'll meet you halfway. First 20 minutes, 5-on-5. Next 10, 4-on-4. Next 10, 3-on-3. Shootout. I want the shootout dangling there. Oh, my God, the shootout would be so epic and would be so dramatic. And all you people who hate it and think it's cheesy and rinky-dink, if it ever happened, if you ever got to an NHL Stanley Cup playoff game where they couldn't settle it in 20 minutes and they couldn't settle in that 10, and now you got 10 minutes of 5-on-5, which is back and forth, which is balls to the wall, usually. And it's still, and it's like that, the specter of the shootout hanging over your head. We don't want the shootout. And then you get it in a game. Oh, I'm telling you, even those of you who think you hate it, you would love it. That would be tremendous. But that'll get us back into some Bruins thoughts. Game 2 tonight against the Carolina Hurricanes. Guess who's in net? We'll tell you who's in net. We'll discuss that and some other game thoughts with you. And do the Carolina Hurricanes already think they are the Bruins' bitch? That's on the table. We'll discuss this in 90 seconds, no commercials. So don't go anywhere, and you can join us on the phones.
Be honest. Wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.